Iran's paper navy, how Tehran weaponized maritime bureaucracy. Iran's newly formalized Persian Gulf Strait Authority posted a warning on X early Monday morning that was blunt in its terms. Vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz that fail to comply with Tehran's announced rules face fines, detention, or outright confiscation. The announcement is not merely rhetorical. It represents a formalized legal framework designed to assert what amounts to an administrative sovereignty claim over international waters through which roughly 20% of globally traded oil and approximately a third of all liquefied natural gas passes. The timing relative to Washington's sweeping new sanctions package, covering Iranian financial institutions, energy sector transactions, and potentially third-country entities that do business with Tehran, is almost certainly deliberate. By routing the threat through a bureaucratic body rather than through the Revolutionary Guard Corps or a government ministry, Iran attempts to dress up coercion in the language of maritime administration, echoing the same logic that China applies when it deploys Coast Guard vessels rather than PLA naval units to disputed waters. The history behind the warning lends it credibility. In 2019 and 2020, Iran seized vessels including the Stena Impero, demonstrating willingness to follow through on similar threats. Lloyd's of London war risk premiums for Hormuz-adjacent routes were already elevated before Monday's announcement. Insurers watching those routes should expect further increases before markets fully open. The political trap for Washington is a familiar one. Tighter sanctions on an oil-producing adversary can inadvertently push global crude prices higher, creating domestic inflation pressure at home while simultaneously delivering something Iran wants. Gulf Cooperation Council states, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Kuwait, all have significant shipping interests transiting Hormuz, and any actual vessel detention would pressure them to respond in ways that are difficult to predict. S&P futures were down roughly 18 and three-quarter points Monday morning, a decline attributed in part to the Hormuz news.